Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sirwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie speech students Isaiah Sentz, Anna Yoder, and Lauren Weiss about individual speech contests. All right, how long have each of you been doing speech contests? Individual, I should say, not just large.
And this is my second year doing individual.
This is my first year doing individual.
It's also my first year doing individual.
So what inspired you guys to try individual for the first time this year?
Well, last year I did large group and a lot of my friends were doing individual, so I got an opportunity to go watch them. And then I realized that for this year what I could do, and yeah, I just got excited watching my friends. So
I actually felt prepared to do something of individual speech this year. That's why I did it.
So this is your second year. What do you like about doing it that made you come back for it?
Honestly, it felt like the first time around, I didn't experience everything that there was to offer with it. And I didn't enjoy it as much as I have this year. I don't think my pieces that I had last year were particularly playing to my strong suits, but that's just how it is sometimes.
Okay, that segues nicely into my next question. How did you choose the categories and the pieces that you ended up doing?
Acting, Dave actually, thought that the piece that I did, he thought it would be really good for me, so that's why I did acting. And then I'm also in prose, but I didn't perform tonight, and it's just, I wanted to speak about stuff that I felt strongly about.
So actually the acting piece I picked wasn't the one that I chose to do in the end. I changed because I felt like the first one I had wasn't actually, like, I didn't feel my character like I connect with the one I have now. The character I have now is like super passionate and energetic, and so I feel like I can like relate to that character really well, which helps me be excited about my piece. And my storytelling, my dad read it to me when I was really little and he cried, so I didn't quite understand it until I found it again later and I was like, I should do this for storytelling. So I did, and hope for the best.
I don't have any real deep reasons. I did improv with group speech and I enjoyed that. That was fun and did all right with that. So I figured I'd try individual improv. And I've done some musical theater stuff outside of speech. So I figured I'd try it with speech.
Now, Isaiah, you in particular, doing individual improv is widely considered the most difficult category in individual speech. How have you liked it so far, and are you, like, afraid of it, or what are your feelings about it?
Oh, gosh. It's intimidating, but I don't think it's half as bad as extemporaneous speaking. That's all the struggles of improv and none of the fun. with improv, it's just sort of doing what happens.
All right. What are your goals for individual speech this year?
Well, make it to Allstate, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd love to make it to Allstate.
I just want to make it to state, hopefully. I mean, Allstate would be great, but, I mean, this is the last chance to get state for me and Anna.
True.
So it's like, I just want to give it my best and go as far as I can, I guess.
As far as the preparation is concerned, how long have you been working on your pieces?
Well, improv, you know, I had my lines memorized about 3 months before I had to. We started, what was it?
Right after group state was over was when we started picking out our pieces.
That was,
which
what,
was really not enough time.
Yeah, so it's really been a pretty short turnaround for that thing.
Yeah.
What was it, the end of January?
Yeah, it was somewhere around then. And I just got my acting piece, even a week ago, so...
We were really well memorized with it. How tough was that?
I mean, it was pretty tough, but it was actually more of a broader... It was from a play, and it was a broader thing, and so I had to cut and paste, I guess, and put it all together, type it up. And so, I mean, it was difficult to learn the transitions, but once I memorized it and performed it once, it flows now.
Now, you two both being seniors, but in your first year of doing it, what would you say to younger students that are maybe considering doing it to encourage them?
I have something. So, when I auditioned for all of the things that I wanted to do, I didn't realize how hard it would be to have to memorize all of that. So, doing storytelling, you have to memorize 5 minutes worth of a piece, and doing acting, you have to memorize 8 minutes worth of a piece. And so, like, that's a lot of stuff that you have to memorize. And so, I would definitely, like, if I had to do it again, I would choose something that had memorizing, but then I'd do something like poetry or something that you could have your notes up there for as well, so that it's less stress on you. So...
I would recommend going out for speech as soon as you can. And that way you have time to experience different categories, and then hopefully by the time you're a senior, you have a category that you really like and you excel at.
Isaiah, with that in mind, are these two categories that you think maybe you'll do next year too, or?
I don't know. The way it's set up right now, acting and musical theater sort of overlap, and you can't be in both. So I might try doing a monologue next year. Improv? I don't know. Might try it again.
Well, anything else that you'd like to let people know about? Any other thoughts?
It's a lot of fun in the end.
It's fun. Go for it. Don't hesitate. Give it your all.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Isaiah Sense, Anna Yoder, and Lauren Weiss. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.